USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There was a Christmas Day shootout in Atlanta, ending a police chase with a driver who'd been speeding. Authorities say the suspect was fatally shot after he plowed his car into a deputy who was out of his cruiser. Reports from Western Afghanistan, the Taliban has ambushed a peace envoy, according to police. They abducted 26 members of an activist group by hijacking the six cars they were driving. President Trump and First Lady Melania have sent out holiday greetings in a recorded message.
President and I want to wish each and every American a very Merry Christmas.
At this sacred time of year, Christians celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and rejoice in His love for every person.
The First Family is celebrating in Palm Beach, Florida. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each to delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
People all over the world are celebrating Christmas. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg takes a look.
Thousands of people from across the nation and globe are attending Christmas services today at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. Midnight Mass was a big draw, with Cardinal Timothy Dolan reminding the Catholic faithful of the reason for the season.
Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem.
Police in Boston are asking for the public's help as they investigate the death of a woman and two young children found in a parking garage. Transit Police Chief Kenneth Green gave a speech to help explain.
This is a tragic situation, particularly when it involves children, as well as being on Christmas Day. Our hearts go out to the deceased as well as to the family.
According to authorities, both of the children were preschoolers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An airline is changing policies to make people feel more inclusive after one complaint. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Another airline on the globe is ditching the ladies and gentlemen greeting once you get aboard. Instead, the European-based EasyJet cabin crew is going to say, "Welcome everyone," to be more gender inclusive. The airline making the change 4 months after a complaint was filed by a transgender university lecturer, but the move is also sparking a backlash online, as some people call it a terrible decision and a ridiculous nonsense. Air Canada also opted for gender-neutral greetings a couple of months ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One of two attorneys representing Lev Parnas, an associate of presidential attorney Rudy Giuliani, has asked to be removed from the case due to a payment issue, according to a court filing. An attorney made the request in a filing in U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York, describing concern for Parnas' ability to pay for his legal defense. Parnas and his business partner Igor Furman were arrested October 9th and charged with conspiracy to commit campaign finance fraud, making false statements to the Federal Election Commission, and falsifying records as part of a supposed scheme to funnel foreign money to U.S. candidates. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.